Parshas Mishpatim, Parsha of Eved Ivri. Remember, the Parsha of Eved Ivri, you have three times in the Torah. Over here in Mishpatim, and again in Devarim, it's talking about a Moichar Bezdin, and in Vayikra, you have a separate Parsha of Moichar Atzma. Now we know the Mishnah says Eved Ivri is Nikna Bekeset, and also Bishtar, but it's not Pashit, it's a Shail in the Rishonim, it's a Shail in Kirsten, the Rambam also. Is a Moichar Bezdin Nimkar Bishtar. The whole purpose of a Moichar Bezdin is to get the Kesef for the Gneva. So the Shal, the Epsi Moichar Bezdin is not the only Nikneva Kesef. Nikzat Sheini, a Moichar Atzmei Avada, is Nikneva Kesef Bishtar. On the other hand, we have that there's a din of groin Kesef, that a Eved can go out when you Migareya, the pinion of the Kesef. There's a famous Tosis Rid in Kedushin Adav Chafalif. He brings a Machloikis. The Tosis Rit says that even if you buy an Eved with Shtar, you can still make Geroyan Kesef. Because even though you originally were coined him with a Shtar, but you can still shatz up how much he's worth and be Megarei the Pidyon. Mashenken, he brings Rabbeinu Tam, that's Choylik. It's not found in the Tosis, but the Tosis Rit brings the Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam also knows Geroyan Kesef is only when you're coined him with Kesef, then Yitaka can make Geroyan with Kesef. Another way an Eved Ivri goes out is with Misa Sa'adoin. Now the Gemara says in Kedushin, and Daf Yud Zayin, it makes a drosha, that an Eved Ivri oibed es ha-ben. Eved Ivri oibed es ha-ben, v'lo yes ha-bas, v'lo yes ha-ach. He only works for the ben. If there's a ben, he works for the ben. If not, he goes out free. Misa Sa'adoin. The Menchas Chinuch is Mechadish, the gedder of Eved Ivri oibed es ha-ben. It's not the pshat that there's really Gedorim of Yerusha by an Eved Ivri. No, it's limited only to Ben. Zotim and Eschinach be'emes, no. Be'emes, there's no Yerusha by Eved Ivri. The parasha of Yeshnoichlin doesn't apply to Eved Ivri b'chlal. There's a new din. There's a din, oivet, es ha-ben. Even the Ben is not the regular din that Ben is always, usually, the first year is nishdos together. It's a naya din of Ben. He wants to say a lot of nafkaminis. Legabi tumtum and androgynous, he has a nafkamina. Other nafkaminis. One of the nafkaminis he wants to say is legabi b'chor. That if a person dies and leaves over more than one son, then the Eved Ivri goes to all the sons, but there's no Pishnayim to the Bechor. Because it's been only Pishnayim is by Yerusha. This is not Yerusha. This is a new din. Eved Ivri, Eved Ben. And with this, he wants to answer Akasha. For an Akasha like this, the Gemara says, Gemara Baba Batra, the Kuf Chav Zayin, there's a din of Yakir. That a person is Nemon to say Zeb Bini Bechor. Fret the Gemara. The Gemara asks, what's the chibs that a person is Nemon Yakir? A person could give his money whoever he wants. If he wants to give this son double the money, he can do it Al Matana. What's the chiddush that states that he's Nemon, that this is the Bechor? So the Gemara says it's an Afkamina by a Goysis. That's a sugya to learn of. Frektim and Cheschinach Bemis, it would be a Kasha. Eved Ivri, Eved Es HaBen. And Lachar, assumingly, the Bechor would get Pishnayim. And Eved Ivri is not something you just give away as a Matana. So Lachar, Eved Ivri, it would be Negeya, that a person's name on Yakir to say that this son is the Bechor, that he would get Pishnayim of the Bechor. The Gemara is looking for an Afkamina of Yakir. What's an Afkamina that a person's name on Al Yakir, that's the Bechor? Saivikan of Yavin Amatana. An Afkamina of Gabi, the Yerusha of Eved Ivri, that the Bechor would get Pishnayim of the Eved Ivri. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Zogtim in Chesinach, Shtei to his Yisoid. There's no Bechor by an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, there's no Bechor. Now the Emes of Shimon Shkop says a very similar Yisoid. He also says that there's no Din Bechor by Eved Ivri to answer this Kasha. But he says a different knech. He says, Ken Zayin Avada, when Eved Ivri is Oyved Es HaBen, that's within Yerusha. That says, there is some din of Yerusha by an Eved Ivri. He's Yerush Es HaBen. HaBen is Yerush Es HaBen. Over the same way, there's a lot of different Yerushim. There's Ben, Bas, Av, Ach. There's a special Yerush. It's called Bechor. Or Pishnayim of Bechor. It's a separate shame of Yerush. Bechor. Bechor doesn't apply to Eved Ivri. The same way, Dafka Ben, Yarsh is Eved Ivri. But not other Yerushim. A Bas doesn't Yerushim. A Bechor doesn't Yerushim either. His Pishnayim. The Mechas Chinuch was saying there's Bechlal no concept of Yerushim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Ken Zayin, this that Eved Ivri works for a Ben, it's Takayen a Ben, the Ben from Yeshnoichon, the Ben from Yerusha. Oh, but that's only Ben. The same way Bas is out, and Ach is out, and Bechor is also out. Hatzal HaShom HaShem B'Shneyem, the Mechas Chinuch's Nusach. Rabbi Shimon is both its pellets, connected Gemara. The Gemara has a din. There's a din of Ben Megalach al Nazir Asaviv. Sugya Nazir. Ben Megalach al Nazir Asaviv. And it's only Ben. Bas is not Megalach al Nazir Asaviv. And it's the first in the Gemara that a Bechor has Pishnaim on that din of Ben Megalach on the Zir Sof. Zeman that even when it's in his mind, only to Ben, there's still a din of Bechor. As they state. Although there's another Mahalach from Rabbi Shaul Lev Diskin, Rabbi Shaul Lev Diskin says a Mahalach that would save us here. He wants to say there's no Pishnaim by an Eved Ivri because it's Roy. Ain't a Bechor Noitel, but Roy Kib Muchzik. And the Avoidah that an Eved Ivri works for you, it's not the Etzim Eved Ivri, it's the work that he's going to do for you, that's Roy. So that's why there's no Pishnaim by an Eved Ivri. So it's a Teretz to the Kash of Yakir, that there's no Bechor by an Eved Ivri, but for a different reason, because of Roy. And that won't be Shver from Nozit. The Etzim idea, though, that an Eved Ivri works only for the Ben. And we're clearing is a din that it's only the first Yairish. There would have been a tzad, ki lulay the minchas chinuch. Most Yarshim don't Yarshim, but the first one, the Ben, Yarshims. Lamashal, there's a Shaila. Does the Ben Benoy Yarshim and Eved Ivri? It's negay aside if a person dies and doesn't leave over any sons, only a grandson. Or I'm clear, even different. Let's say a person dies and leaves over the son. So the son gets the Eved Ivri. And then that son dies. All toich the shesh on him. Does it go to the Ben Benoy? Ken's idea is very different. It's again Benoy. He's not the original one that bought the Eved. I'm not sure. Two separate cases of clearing what would be the din by Ben Benoy. Directly to the Ben Benoy and with two stages. The Meshech Chochmah I saw has a different Shaila. There's a sheet of Rav Zachari ben Akatzov. He holds that when a mother is nifter, Ben v'bas are shot. Normally we know Ben is first and only then a bas. But that's only when a father is nifter. Or other father's nifter. But when a mother is nifter, Ben v'bas shoven v'nifseya ein. Meshech Chochmah wants to know if a lady is nifter and leaves over an Eved Ivri, is it Oyved es Abbas? Or maybe Fakert, over there it's not even Oyved the Ben. Because since by Yerusha Se'em we see that there's nothing unique about Ben, maybe Bechlau is not enough Eved Ivri Oyved. You have to know, it might be telling you this child, is it a Yerusha that can do? Another than Eved Ivri goes out, that's Unzer Parsha Taka, Sheishonim Yavod. We once spoke, there's a half minute in the Yerushalmi that Sheishonim Yavod means he works till Shemitah. Sheishonim Yavod, Vashvi is the 80, he goes out by Shemitah. Shver Havamina. If he goes out by Shemitah, how is that ever the multi Yoyvel for Yerushalmi? So we spoke once, that doesn't, not the Yerushalmi sheet is that Yoyvel doesn't come always after Shemitah. Yoyvel's every 50 years, Shemitah's every 7th year. And the two could trepzach before, after, the same year. Sometimes Yoyvel, every 350th year, Yoyvel is Shemitah. The one has nothing to do with the other. Oh, but it's a Yitzir of Sheish. Now the Gemara says, Eved Ivri, it depends. A Moicher Besbin is Nimkal Sheish. But a moicher atzmoi doesn't have a din of sheish. The lashon of the Gemara is nikne l'sheish v'l'yeser mi'sheish. Six or more. There's a double machlokes Rashi writs of pshat in this Gemara, which he tossed b'chayr. What's the din if you sell a moicher atzmoi? You could sell it for more also. Can you sell them for less? The Ritva holds you could sell them for less than sheish also. And Rashi says no. Avada, you need a minimum of sheish, like it's meduik lashon of Gemara. Sheish v'yeser sheish. Another machlek is the Ritva says you can sell him when you sell him stam and you don't make up an amount. The Ritva says the stam is yoyvel. Rashi says the stam is shish. And it's totally opposite. Rashi holds that even a moicher atzmoi, even though it's not ma'akev the din of shish, but there is a concept of shish. I'm not sure from where. The whole point why it's not ma'akev shish is we don't learn out from one from the other. So how do you b'chlamo the idea of shish? But somehow that we know that there's a concept of shish, so it's subject to change. You can ask for more. The Ritva holds this b'chlam of din of sheish by moicher atzmoi. Moicher atzmoi is in my yikra. It can be less than six, and even stam is yoyvel. Another din that you have in our parsha, im adoin of yitin le'isha, the din of rabbi moicher le'shifcha kananis. And once again, the din of rabbi moicher le'shifcha kananis is only mentioned in our parsha by moicher bezdin. So the Gemara says it's a machlokes, but the Gemara has a man diyomer. Moicher bezdin is rabbi moicher le'shifcha kananis, as I state in the parsha. Moicher atzmoi doesn't say that rabbi moicher le'shifcha kananis. It's a machloekis. Do you make a gzeir shavah, sachar or not? But there's a shaila. Moicher atzmoi, maybe it's ain rabbi moicher leshivcha kananis. What does it mean, moicher atzmoi ain rabbi moicher leshivcha kananis? Rashi learns ain rabbi moicher leshivcha kananis. So he's osur in a shivcha. As maybe every year is osur in a shivcha. A moicher atzmoi is osur in a shivcha. The Ritva argues and he says he is soy. The Ritva says avada a moicher atzmoi also is mutter in a shivcha kananis. The only difference between a moicher bezdin and a moicher atzmoi is if he's able to force him. A moicher bezdin, the other could force the eved to take a shivcha kananis. So, im adoin of yidin, like by force, that is only by moicher bezdin. Moicher atzmoi, you can't force him. But a heter in shivcha kananis, avada, moicher atzmoi also has. Now, it's not stam that the Ritva argues. The Ritva says he's b'yisoid arguing. He says it's not possible that all avadim are not created equal. Because zok the Ritva, eved ivri, gufay kani, that's the Ritva sheet of what that Gemara means, that it's a kinyan iser. And the whole concept of an Eved Ivri means that an Eved Ivri is that someone that's mutter and a shifcha, that's his mahus. To go say that if he's Meicher Bezdin, it's a Zasar to Eved, and if it's a Meicher Atzma, it's a Zasar to Eved, there's no such thing. Eved Ivri is mutter and a shifcha kananis. Mahus of an Eved Ivri is that he's mutter and a shifcha kananis. If you want there should be a chilek in Meicher Bezdin and Meicher Atzma, Meicher Bezdin you can force him, Meicher Atzma you can't force him, Zeres HaKosim. But that's not mutter, that is mahus of an Eved. But obviously Rashi is chilek. Rashi holds no, it's possible. Amecher Bezdin is a sack kind of Eved Ivri. That's mutter in a shifcha kananis. Amecher Atzma is a different kind of Eved Ivri. He's taka osur in a shifcha kananis. Zovich saying the machloek is Ritva and Rashi. But it's interesting, Zach, there's another knetch that you need for an Eved Ivri to have a shifcha kananis. The Gemara says, an Eved Ivri only has shifcha kananis if he has Yishu Ubanim. Yesh lo Yishu Ubanim. Rabbi Moishu lo shifcha kananis. Over here, Sai Rashi and Sai the Ritva, they say, that even if a person doesn't have Ishu Ubanim previously, Avadi, he's mutter in a Shifcha Kananis. He's not a different kind of an Eved just because he didn't have an Ishu Ubanim. The question is that if he doesn't have Ishu Ubanim, you can't force him. But the Rambam goes even over here. Murid the Gazach, the Rambam says, it's Ein Rabbi Moshe Le Shifcha Kananis, he's Osir in a Shifcha Kananis. Here it's a little more sticky. It's a different kind of Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri, a Machar Bezdin. If he has an Ishu Ubanim from before, then he's a Zak kind of Eved Ivri that has Heter and Shifcha Kananis. If not, he doesn't get the Heter. It's under a kind of Eved Ivri. The Emes is they bring a Rai from a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Tumura Daf Lamed. A lot of the Achronim talk about this. The Gemara in Tumura Daf Lamed is talking about an Esnan. That a person gives a Tleh for an Esnan, it's considered Esnan Zayna. What if a person says, Heilach Tleh, V'sol and Shifchosa Eitzel Avdi? I'm giving you an Esnan, not for himself. He gives an Esnan to someone else that he should match up his Eved Ivri with Yenis Shifcha Kananis. Frekti Gemara. Machlekes if it's called Esnan. Machlekes or Meir and the Chachamim. Tumura Daf Lamed. Frekti Gemara. The Gemara asks, a Shifcha is Mutter and Eved. What's kind of Esnan's Mus is this? A Shifcha Kananis is Mutter and Eved Ivri. The Gemara is telling you, if two owners make up a deal, I'm giving you an Esnan that you should match up my Eved Ivri with your Shifcha Kananis, is it an Esnan? Both Esnan, it's Mutter. And for the Gemara, ain't like Ishu Ubanim. The Eved Ivri is a Zakar and Eved Ivri that didn't have Ishu Ubanim. I'm a first Gemara that it's Osir. I'm a first Gemara that it's Achar Osir. If it wouldn't be Osir, it wouldn't be Znus. The Achorin and Mucha Ois, that even if it's Mutter, it would still be called Znus. If he's Yesh like Ishu Ubanim and the master could namish force him, then Zichar Esnan. But calls one that he's Ein like Yishu Ubanim, even if it's not Osir, it's Ken Zichshon Ruf and Esnan. It's not the... There's a Gandhra Torah of them. Also, the other Gemara, the famous Gemara in Kedushin Samech Tes, Yecholim Mamzerim Matayer, he can go steal, sell himself as a Moicher Bezdin, and then marry a Shifcha. Why does he have to go steal? Moicher Atzmi also, like some Yishonim, is Mutter in a Shifcha Kananis. You know, I can't force him, but it's Mutter. Why do he have to go steal? They bring riots from this, from these Gemaras. Another Rebbech that they have, Rebbech says a Kash that a lot of the Yishonim ask, the Gemara is Mayit that a Moicher Atzmi doesn't have Nirtza. That's another Nafkamina. That there's no din of Ritzia by a Moicher Atzmi. And they ask, why do you need a special Gzeres HaKosev? That a Moicher Atzmi doesn't have Nirtza. A Moicher Atzmi doesn't have a Shifcha Kananis. And by a Nirtza, there's a Tanah. He has to say, Hafti es Adoni es Ishti, has to say he loves the Shifcha that he received to become a Nirtza. A Moicher Atzmi doesn't have a Shifcha. So there's a lot of Torah on that. But like the Ritva is not fair. A Moicher Atzmi could have a Shifcha. You can't force him to have one. It's possible. It's mutter for him to have one. And it's possible for him to have a Shifcha. And that's why you need a Miyat of Nirtza. Nataka is a din of Nirtza. Omar Yoimar Ha'eved. If the Eved says, the Gemara says, the Gemara Darshan, it's a double lotion. Omar Yoimar Ha'eved. The Gemara runs out. Achi Yoimar V'yashanen. When Eved Ivri becomes a Nirtza only when he double, he has to request it twice. So Machloikis, we're showing him exactly when, at the end of the sixth year, exactly when the two times are. Oh, but it's a din, he has to say it twice. There's a Vart from the Maril Diskin. Rabbi Chana brings this in Kedushin. Hashem, the Maril Diskin, Kav Shirin. It's also in the Maril Diskin, Taka. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is davening and he says, Ahavti es Adoini, ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es Ishti, zu HaToyro. Es Bonai, zu Yisrael. Lo Yeitzei Chofshi. I don't want to go free. I want to go by with Klal Yisrael, with the Eivishter. Ahavti es Adoini, es Ishti, ves Bonai. And what does the Eivishter tell him? Pasuk in Veschana, Al Toistev Daber Eilai Oid Badover Azeh. Don't talk to me anymore. Zot Amaral Diskin, Moshe Rabbeinu was coming here with a tiny, he wants to be an Eved Nirtza. He wants the Bible of Abig. And he knows, with the Koyach HaTorah, if he'll ask a second time, that's Nirtza. A double time already. Asking twice, that's Nirtza. And he'll win. He'll get into Eretz Yisrael. So the Abish asks him, Al Toysev Dabar, Oy, Badabar, don't say it a second time. Taka, Mr. Gareth, you're coming with the Tain of Ahavti, as Adoini, as Ishti, as Bonek, a Parsha for Nirtza. If you'll say it a second time, you'll be Zoych to go into Eretz Yisrael. No, I'm asking, Al Toysev Dabar, I have my reasons, you shouldn't go in, Al Toysev Dabar, really. That's the double lashon. Another pshat I once saw. Most people live 70 years. Moshe Rabbeinu already lived 120, which is 50 more. He already had his full nirtz. He has already 50 years. Al Tosef, skumta nishmer. You already have your extra 50. The Gemara has another tnai, what you need to become a nirtza. It says he has to have isha ubanim, and also it has to be that the master has isha ubanim. It has to be that he has isha ubanim from the shifcha. Now we're talking, he has to have. Before we're talking that he has to have a previous wife to get a shifcha. Now we're saying to become a nirtza, you have to have a shifcha and children from the shifcha. Isha ubanim. And also, because it says in the pasuk, "Ahavtis adoyim yisheshtim esbanim." Also, the master has to have isha ubanim, because the pasuk says, "Avahivcha be'es beisecha." Ki ahivcha es be'es beisecha. The Rishonim talk about it. Your mamash need all four things. It has to be he has a wife and kids. And also, when does he have to have it? By the original mechira or by the mitziah? It's a whole shiloh what the tnoim here is. I saw once in a sefer to be mavaris. He was clarifying: is it enough that he? What if he has bnei bonim? Does he need mamash bomer, or does he need bnei bonim? Is enough? I don't have bnei bonim in 6 years. Zainish the bnei bonim from the shivcha. Tois and cheshbon part. And shalom, this came a kind of voltage given bnei bonim. Stuck in bnei bonim. Lemaisa, most Rishonim say that maybe by the eved it requires both isha and bonim, but for the master avad it's enough. Ba'heif chaves beisech, it's enough if the master has a wife. You don't need both. But some say no, the master also needs both. I saw the Gevur Sari has a shiloh. The Gevur Sari in the beginning of Yuma, he assumes that Yitaka need both. That also the master, it says, Ahevcha ve'ez beisecha. Beisecha means that the master has a wife and kids. Correct? What does beischa mean? A wife or wife and kids? Over here by Abedivri, you see, for Nirtza required that the master has to have a wife and kids. Correct? There in Yuma, there's a din that the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. The Chiper ba'adai ba'ad beisoi. And when he's su beisoi, he's su ishtoi. And it's ma'akiv that the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. They even prepare him a separate wife. If she'll die, Gansa Geshev, Gansa Sugyan, Afi Gimel, in Yuma. Where's the bonim? It doesn't say that it's ma'akir that the Kohen Gadol has to have bonim. I thought beischa means isha u'bonim. You see, by nirtza it requires isha u'bonim. So the emissary said, some rishonim say flavda, you don't need isha u'bonim. But the Gevurah Sari says you need isha u'bonim. In fact, how come by Yom Kippur you don't need isha u'bonim? Mamon Hashoch, what does beischa mean? Isha u'bonim or just isha? So he says, come on, he throws them. It says es beischa l'rabbis, v'heifcha ve'es beischa l'rabbis even bonim. Then he says a ma'alach like this: in kol ha'toyru kula beischa means isha u'bonim. And that's why by Niritza it requires Isha Ubanim. That's goodbye Kohen Gadol. Where it says, V'chibra ba'adi va'ad deisei, over there we know that deisei only means a wife. Why? Because who's the original V'chibra ba'adi va'ad deisei? Aaron. And if you remember, on Kohen Gadol, it brings on Yom Kippur one for the Mishpacha, V'chibra ba'adi va'ad deisei, and one for all the Kehanim, a separate carbon for all the Kehanim. Who was all the Kehanim then? Aaron Ubanov. If deisei over there is going to mean Isha Ubanov, so who's the other carbon for? There are no other Kehanim. Over there, avad the chiper ba'ad ba'ad beisay has to mean beisay zum ishtay l'chud. The other carbon being mechapa for his sons. That's all the other kehanim that there are. So even the doyrus, it's nisgal already that beisay l'gabi the din of Kohen Gadol will only mean isha, not isha ubanu. For anayam, again, the sugis and kedushin of him again weiter. Beim parshas mishpatim is reingepackt. In sugis, kol terukul. V'chiyazin ish arayeyu lahargoy ba'arma me'im mizbechi tikachenu lamas. The next pasuk, umake ovid v'imay mais yumas. I saw from the chida, and this pasuk is nirmaz a few times the Indian of holchan achar aroy. It says that yechai for ritzicha. Be'emes the gemara chulin that Yerav is looking for a makar for a din of roy. One of the rais that attempts, makar, how you ever chai for ritzicha? Dilma treifa harag. Maybe you killed a treifa. How would you know? Maybe he was already a treifa. Teres yisaymachan roy. What does the pasuk continue? In mizbechi, mizbeach, karbonis. How do you ever be a carbon oila? Maybe it's a treifa. Simchan roif. And the next pasuk, maki ava v'imay. The Gemara brings this ray also. Maki ava v'imay. Mother, you know, is a vada, but how do you know it's your father? Simchan roif. You can't roif. So the hemshach of these pesukim, they're all in yonim that are showing you the din of roif. That's the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yiralos that we know that from maki ava v'imay roif. Tosfos over there asks, how do you know that it's also roif? How do you know you go bas roif? Maybe you simchan chazaka. Semachan chazaka. Taisus means the chareches tzadekis. You assume that the mother wasn't nichshal. You don't have to assume on roiv beilas achar abal. You could assume because of chazaka. And the emes the Yerushalmi taka says minayin shehargam ala chazakos. Maka ove v'imay marisim. So you have to know is the makar even here from roiv with the chazaka. is a shaila that they ask, why do we learn out from the din of Makeh of the imay? We can also learn out as a din of Mekalel of the imay Maisiumas. The Gemara can bring the same raya. Mekalel of the imay Maisiumas is a raya that you go Basaroy, how do you know who your father is? So Makar is a parsha the Teretz. Mekalel of the imay Yeshayach, even if you wouldn't go Basaroy. First of all, the person could say he's Mekalel of it. There is his Vesachness. Over there is my Tata. That's who he's Mekalel. Or, I'm a Masupik, if you Mekalel the whole world, that's also Mekalel of it. Efshanish, funny, you have the first Teretz. Of a Maki of him, you're going to go Shlok, the other end of the belt. Nish Mestab, must be, you saw him on Roy. Tidua, Reb Chaim asked the Shaila, Ovim Oimer Lai Dover and Imai Oimer Lai Dover. You listen to your Ovim, because Ata Vihi Chayavim Bechvoidoi. Frekter Akasha Lachaira, you should listen to your mother. Your mother's a Vada. And a father's only a Roy. Your mother for sure is your mother. Your father, you only saw him on Roy. Ain't something more to me than vadai. So you could say, Reid, Reid is mamash like a vadai. These are toyer. Rav Chaim had gezogt. It's kibud aim to be mechaber your father first. To be mechaber that you're not choishin, that you're assuming that avad that he's your father, that you're not choishin or bavera. That's the dress to keep it aim that you mechaber of it. Abul Lamais is soif gosoif. Someone once asked me a shayla. You don't know who your father is. You say mechan roif. If your father tells you to do something, you mechayev to listen. Keep it up. You're in the middle of learning, and he asks you to do a helping something. Keep it up. Avad is pshita. Mitzvah veris. Keep it up. Have you first be mavara if it's your father? Make a DNA testing. Veris don't you have to. Who says you have to follow the chanroy? Ekel of ruri. Ekel of ruri. Daf mavis. Ayin tachas ayin. You do what the gross said. Tachas ayin. The letter that's under ayin. Ayin is Ayin Yud Nun. The letter that's under it is Pei Chof Samach. That's Kesef. That's a Chazal Nun. Pashat, the Pasuk says Ayin Tachas Ayin. Literally, the Gemara in Chayvel Avada, the first daf of Chayvel, has lots of pshatim. The Chazal learn out how you know Ayin Tachas Ayin means moment. But he says Pashat Ayin Tachas Ayin. The letter under the letters of Ayin is the letters of Kesef. Now we know if a person is Hakiko Akoshi Yesh Boishav Prutus or Yimachuiv Da Chamish Advar Nezik Tzari Boishav is Boishes. But if it's Hiko Akoshi Ein Boishav Prutus. That means that the Nezik and the Tsar and everything together only added up to half of a Pruta. You get Malkus. Lo Yosef. Amari Tikazach. Benad Machaveri. As a small clip. A small clip. It calls on a half of a Pruta. Come Malkus Arboy. And if it's a Pruta, then already you pay the Pruta and it's Malkus Arboy. That one does verstehen. That one does verstehen. The Parsha of the Dalet Mazikin. The parsha of bor is a shaila. Bechlal is it usher to make a bor b'shus harav? So you do it. There's a famous Rashi. Rashi Baba Kamed Afnam Gimel. Rashi says it's usher to make a bor because it's usher lekalkul b'shus harav. There's not. Where did Rashi dig up that there's an isser to create a bor? The rabbanon. It's usher lekalkul b'shus harav. And the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Reitzeach Yadua took this Rashi very seriously. The Mishnah Melech is mesupik if there's a din of Ein Shliach Advar Aveira even under Rabbanans. And he says, often a riot. Because the Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Nun Aleph that you can't send a Shliach to dig a bar. The Gemara's looking for a bar of Shnei Shut for now as a Chayach. The Rishash by us in the Sugis asks, why don't you have Miku de Zachil and Afshe and Zachil and Chavri? That's how you should have bar. The Rishash by us in Daf Ches, Bab Metziah. But the Gemara there is looking, how do you know a bar of Shnei Shut? And Zachil made a Shliach. Zachil made Ein Shliach Advar Aveira. Why is it us to make a bar? Rashi over here saying only is it the Rabbana. Zemin that there's ain't spirit of Avera even under Rabbanans. Zay break the Mishnah Melech. But it's a big chiddush to Rashi. There's no issue to Rashi to dig a bar. First of all, a pashtal of Neiva. What happened to the pashtal of Neiva? Like a hole in the ground. A pashtal of Neiva. And Bechlal, you have to know, where's Isser Mazik Bechlal? Or Maman Amazik? And even Maman Amazik? Where's the Makar that's offered? If you'll do it, you have to pay. Of a Bushtay to Isser. If you do it, Rabbeinu Yoin at the beginning of Avis says that the Makar is from my Sigzal. There's another Pshat of the Rishon of the Yad Ramah in Baba Basra. He says it's learned from Bahaftal Reicha Kamoicha, where he brings Takalif Ne'iver. There's another Pshat, the Rishash and Ksubis, Laf Yud Chesam Adays. The Stifle says this Pshat also, that there's a Kavachoyma from Ashavas Aveda. If you have to be Meshit and Aveda of someone, certainly not to be Mazik. Kavachoyma from Ashavas Aveda, that's the Makor of Isra Mazik. Yidua, Melech Baba Kama, Rabbeinu Ber, Bishem Rab Chaim, that Isra Mazik Nemtzik from Baba Kama Alein. the Voloshim Rendu of the Chiv, the Shluman of Mazik Alain, state the Isra Mazik. It's an underrated. Yeah, against Baba Kamado, against Kedushin. Zedin Bashar Amuad. If you negech three times, you become a muad. Zopti Gemara Nogach Shor Chamor Gomol. You become a muad lekol. Not only for Shor Chamor Gomol Pashtus. Why? Mistama, the same thing as a person's negech Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So he's negech muad even for other days. Once you see he was in Gvan of three, comes for everything. So Nogach Shor Chamor Gomol is a muad for all meaning. The Rambam sheet is no. The Rambam sheet is not a shor chamor gomel. You remove it for shor chamor gomel. As it is, kamat mefurish in the Rambam. Kamat mefurish. As I'm not the Magid Mishnah in the Rambam, Rabbi Zalman has a different shana in the Rambam. But the past is, in Rambam state, not a shor chamor gomel, you remove it for shor chamor gomel. Not for all the meaning. Is yes, Verta Shaila, what's the din? Not a shor chamor. You didn't do three. You didn't do shor. You didn't do shor chamor gomel. You did shor chamor. So Achrayim talk about it. The Rishash and other Achrayim talk about it. The didan that shor chamor gomel is for everything. That's because you did three different ones. If you did shor chamor, you don't have anything. You don't have one. You don't have three of the same. You don't have three different. You're not with anything. But like the Rambam, that we see that shor chamor gomel, you become a mood for shor chamor gomel. That means you're a mood for three, and whichever one's that's on your list, that's on your hit list. So shor chamor will be a muad for shor chamor will be a muad for shvarim and chamor and chash. And then the Rishash comes with a chiddush. He wants to say lekuliyama, that's going to be the din, because we also agree to the Rambam's din. That says we hold that shor chamor gomel is a muad for everything, but we also hold that a shor chamor gomel is a muad for shor chamor gomel. Their din is oichida. So by nogach shor chamor, we also agree that you'll chach have the din of shor, you'll be a muad for shvarim and chamor. There's other enough communities also, Amolach, even a supik, common is actually one prat will pick. Nogach shor chamor gomel. So like us, you mood for everything. What if you're a chazer boy afterwards? How are you a chazer boy? You were a chazer boy from sus, aroid, and another. Like us, that would be a chazer from everything, bad. You were a mood for all the meaning, now you made a chazer from all the meaning. Or but the chazer that you did was from other meaning. The Rambam's din wasn't kecheperd yet. You were a mood for shvarim, chamorim, and kamalim, and thus it's the camel is kecheperd. If we also hold to the Rambam's din, then Nogach Shor Chamor Gomel, and Acharka Chazer Boy from Susa Roid and something else, and Peel, you'll remain a Mu'ud for Shor Chamor Gomel. It will be off the din that you're a Mu'ud for Kol Aminim, but you'll remain a Mu'ud for Shor Chamor Gomel. Fa'anan de Masach Protim, Abitakin Ishtar Yetzit. One idea just on this, there's a din Lagabe, McClellan in Shor Chamor, there's a Shaila in Hilchus Vestis by Nidah. There's a Shaila by the Vestis of a Nidah. If a nida is roya dam because of a certain siba, we can assume maybe she saw because of a certain thing. L'moshel, achilas davar charif. We assume it happened because she ate the davar charif. So if she ate batzel a few times and she saw, three times she saw batzel and then she was roya, we assume it's because of the batzel. And then what if she sees, if she ate batzel, shum, and snoim, and saw, so then she's moved for chol davar charif. Klerja bikivegir taka, what about batzel, shum? Is batzel, shum a mu'ud for batzel? And also for shum or for nothing? It's our shayla of shor chamor. Yeah. Nochein prat in shor ha-mu'ud. Mu'ud l'shabbos. The Gemara says mu'ud l'shabbos, any mu'ud l'yom chol. What's this inyan of mu'ud l'shabbos? Rashi learns, because since it's batzel l'malachtoi, so it's zoy chedaita alav. The shor is batzel l'malachtoi, he goes a bit crazy. Habatol me'vil edishima. Toysa says, "B'shem Yerushalmi," because she sees the animal sees the people dressed up in mabushim noyim v'chashuvim, so it's not nicker, so that's why she's not makir. The behem is not makir. Machloek is Rashi Toysa. Is it because of the batola or because of the begadim? Right, you do it. The famous ma'aser with the rogachaver about a isha that was meinekes to her tinoik, and she had problems on Shabbos. The baby didn't want to eat. The baby didn't want to eat, and he told her she should wear weekday clothes. The baby's not mine. He said, it's offering your shalmi. He says, Loi Novi, Loi Banovi. Offering your shalmi. A movie with Toysis in Baba Kama. That the clothes, the change of the clothes is what changes it. That is an afkamina between Rashi and Toysis. A behemoth became Mu'ud l'Shabbos. So now it's only Mu'ud for Shabbos. And it goes Toysing during the week by a chasna, where everyone's wearing fancy clothes. It's posh, L'chayr, like Toysis. It's a Mu'ud. Like Rashi, not. It's not Batal. Oichet Fakert. Amuel Shabbos and then Shtais is a behemoth. Like Tyson, what is the behemoth? The people are wearing different clothes. So I rather thought Vibal, the people are wearing different clothes, and Ganson gave this Mishnah. But the Haflois, he said no. He says like Tyson, it's only a Mu'ad L'Shabbos becomes a Mu'ad meaning for people on Shabbos day. For the people then. The Rishash has a Shaila, what's Bechlal the Chiddush of Mu'ad L'Shabbos? If a person becomes a Mu'ad for Tuesdays, that's also the din. If a person Shtoises on Tuesdays all the time, you become a Mu'ad for Tuesdays. What's unique about Shabbos? So he says, first of all, you don't need a fourth Shabbos. To become a Mu'ad on Tuesdays, you need a fourth time. Now it's or a Mu'ad every 7 days. It has to be that fourth time. For Shabbos, it will be 3 times would be enough. Also, he says, Nafkamina would be Yontif. And he says a double Nafkamina. Yontif would be Mitzaref to the Seder Hadar, meaning if you show Shabbos, Yontif, Shabbos, that would already make you a Seder Hadar. And also, let's say you're a Taker, a Mu'ad the Shabbos, then there would be also when you show on Yontif. If it's not mostly because of the separation of every 7 days, then you wouldn't be a Mu'ad for Yontif. And if I'm all the fret, the Mishnah says Mu'ad the Shabbos, Mu'ad have a Mu'ad the Shabbos, it's not for Chol. It's a Raya, the Machloikis, the Goin and the Ramah, and Shabbos Chazoin, if you wear Big Day Shabbos. Or off of the Mishnah. It doesn't say Chutz Mishabbos Chazoin in the Mishnah. Mu'ad the Shabbos. Say Mu'ad the Shabbos. According to Toysa, that it's Big Day Shabbos. Like Rashi, it's Batolah, but like Toysa, it's Big Day Shabbos. Shtainish Chutz Mishabbos Chazoin. After the Machloikis Ramah and Goin, is the Machloikis Rashi and Toysa? What's the reason of the Mishnah? It's hard. Faran the sugi from Dalit Vehe. Chamisha Boker Yishalim Tachas Ashor Va'arba Tachas Atsoim. Faran the Gemara and Baba Kama the Fine Test. Omer Rav Meir. Boy Re'e Kama Godul Koyach Shal Malacha. Ashor Vibadu Mavatlet from Malacha, you pay Chomish. Ase, you weren't Mavatlet from Malacha, you pay only Arba. That's Rav Meir. Omer Rav Yechon and Zakai. Boy Re'e Gama Godul Kovet Abris. Ashor that went by itself is Chamisha. But it said that you were Markiva Al Ksefi, you got Pizioinus, is 4. Now I always learned up that Shteito Amachloikis, Rav Meir and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. You can't hold up both. I understand that Rav Meir is saying, he says, Bittul Malacha, Be'emes, what you're really supposed to pay by Geneva, V'tabachu Machar, is 4. By Ashar, V'balta was also a Tesef as a Bittul Malacha, we add you an extra Teshlumen of 5. And according to Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, L'chayra, Be'emes, the price is 5. By a said, Balta was bizyonis. You go down to 4. So first of all, I have a Pella on the Targum Yonis, and he brings both. Targum Yonis, not another. He says, you pay 5 by the Shor because you were Mavatl in the Malacha, and 4 by the said because you had the bizyonis. 4 by the said because there was no Bittul Malacha. 5 by the Shor because there was. There wasn't bizyonis. How do you? L'chaira, you can't hold them both shotim. The bizyon shot holds that the emes is 5, and the bizyon makes it less. The Bittul Malacha pshat holds that the emes is 4, the Bittul Malacha goes up to 5. The Marsha, Afanor, and Baba Kama, he takes it very seriously. He has a kasha. If you steal a baby shor, frekta there was no Bittul Malacha, you should pay only 4. Zokta there was Bittul Malacha. The shor was eventually going to grow up. And you will move out from the Malacha that was eventually going to be. But then he asks, yeah, but what about the Bizyonis? If you steal a baby shor, so you had to carry it out. So there was Bizyonis, you should only pay 4. Zokta loyplug. Loyplug and shor. It's a gefrekt as a shayla. It's a gefrekt as a shayla. The emphasis I saw to Marie Katz over there, he asks, and I don't understand him, he asks even by Kefel, without Tabach Umar. By Kefel, he says, the din should be, but shor should pay 3. And he asks, if a sale only pays 2, so shor should go up to 3. But he only asks it like Rabbi Yechon and Metzaki, I'll cover that bris. I don't understand, I'll cover that bris, faker. The etzim dicker price is 5 and you go down. What's the reason that Bibal the Shor doesn't have Bizyonis, he should go up? I would ask it like the other Pshat, Bittul Malacha, I would ask that a Shor should maybe pay 3, Bittul Malacha. But he asks it on the Bizyon Pshat. And this clue what's going on. But I want to tell on a kud like this. Haran Marsha and Yuma, Dafchot Beis. The Marsha and Yuma Dafchot Beis, he says that Dovra Melech was Nichshal by Basheva, and the Pasuk, Nosan Anovi, comes to tell him, it was Gzeilas Kifsas Arosh. He Pashat stole the Kifsas Arosh. And therefore he was Nenash, Zokta Marsha, that he was an Itzareya, and also 4 of his children, he was punished with 4 of his children. Zokta, Dugmas Gnevas Hatzoin, that you pay Karen plus 4 more. A plea the Kimarsha, all the red Nafi Marsha, that David HaMelech stole the sheep, the Marshal and the Novi was over there, it's like Gzeilas Kifsa. And therefore he was punished, him and his 4 children. Azaivi Atsoin pays 5. And it's a plea in his gover. Atsoin pays 4. What's mean? He says Karen, that he himself was punished, plus 4 of his children. Kidugmas din Atsoin, that it pays 5. It's Nishnemes, Atsoin pays 4. Who According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we said that the MS, the price is 5. Because of the bezayin, it goes down to 4. By schlepping the behemoth. But be'etzem, the price is 5. Even by its sign. Actually, that's what the Marshal made. That be'etzem, the price, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the price is 5. It's a gora chedesh, of efshah hatzol. The pella is, it's a steer in the Marshal. The Marshal and Baba Kama asked these kind of questions. The Marshal asked, what if you steal a small cow? It should go down in price. He said, like, look, unless, efshah, when you steal a shor, there's a light plug l'chumra that you still pay 5, even though there was bezyonis. Light plug l'chumra. Or if you steal a sign in an oifen that there wasn't bezyonis, taket abin is going to be 5. The zeis, the din, the etzim is always 5. What if you echen a mezakeh? If the bezyon then acts it down. Efshah, that would be atzala on shana de marshof. Would be a chiddush, but that would be pshat efshah. Another parsha from Meitav. Meitav Sadeu Yishalim. There's a story that Avram Yafin had a getreffen with a Chaim Oizer. And a Chaim Oizer told him, he was talking about his sefer, Achiezer. That was a Chaim Oizer, it's interesting. But a Chaim Oizer was knowing he would show people the Madregas Adam, different people that they accused of coming, he would show them the sefer Madregas Adam without showing them the Shar Blat, who it was. And people, when they spoiled, they thought it's from a free of the Kedar. And then he would show them where this is. And this is the Alpha. Of his Faker, that Rav Chaim Oizer was talking to Rav Avram Yafin, and he said about his Sefer Achiezer, and he said that his Sefer Achiezer, Rav Chaim Oizer Ratavzich, is Shlish Indies, Shlish Beinus, Shlish Ziburis. That's how he said. So Rav Avram Yafin told him, it's totally in the Machloikis, B'Shaloi Hen Shomen, B'Shaloi Lem Hen Shomen. In B'Shaloi Hen Shomen, Ken Zazogin Azoi. Or in B'Shaloi Lem Hen Shomen, Gan Sefer Achiezer is Ide Yidis. That's the Gemendi Mikor. For on the matzik of Eish, Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Isha Mishim Chitzov, Isha Mishim Amoyne, Rish Lakish says Isha Mishim Amoyne, Rabbi Yochanan says Isha Mishim Chitzov. If you learn a good sugya over there in Baba Kama, Daf Chavez, and other places, it's Mavur Klor, Isha Mishim Chitzov, Rabbi Yisai, is Adam HaMazik. It's literally Adam HaMazik. The Gemara says, like the man of Isha Mishim Chitzov, when it's not called Le Chitzov, it's Chayiv Arbod Vorot. It's Chayiv Misa for Ritzicha. It's Adam HaMazik. It's not a separate Mazik of Eish. Now the Mishnah says, Hashor Havor Amava Veheber. What's made this Heber? Machlek Sabi Yechner Shlakish. Interesting. Heber means Ishim Shemchitzim. Thus is Adam Amazik. Even worse, the Shita asks on the base. The Mishnah says in Baba Kama, Loir Ezev Ezek Kareya Eish She'ein Bay Ruach Chaim. Eish is Ein Bay Ruach Chaim. Eish is Ein Lecha Ruach Chaim. Ishim Shemchitzim is Adam Amazik. It's Tachtak Adam Amazik. So the Shita B'Shem Rabbeinu Nisanal, he says, the Mishnah changed the Lashon. It starts off with the Reish Hashor Bar Mava Heber. Suddenly it's Loir Ezek Kareya Eish. He says maybe hever in the reish means ishim mishim chitzav. When you're talking about the loy ha-reis, then avada the word eish means ishim mishim amoyni. Everyone agrees, and the truth is everyone agrees. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan agrees to the din of ishim mishim amoyni when it's kol loy chitzav. He also holds of ishim mishim chitzav. The pell is there was a half, you know, a blat and a half Gemara that didn't know that. That's the maskon of the sugya deish. There's a blat and a half Gemara which practices Rabbi Yochanan how nor from ishim mishim chitzav, nisht from ishim mishim amoyni. When it's a pell, the Mishnah says harayesh by ruach chayim. Mamash a pell and Rams Kenderitz. Another are Paran Asugye Mave. It means Odom or it means Shane. And that's a Sugye, Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara has a Havamina. Maybe Mave is Eish. Paran is a Havamina. In fact, the Gemara can't be. Then what's Mave? What's Hever? What's Shver? One should be Ishim Mishim Chitza. One should be Ishim Mishim Amoina. And Mamash Shem Dichesh Boinus. This is Yadua, the famous Namukhi Yosef in Baba Kama. The Namukhi Yosef asks in the Daf Yerif and Daf Yud, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Ishim Mishim Chitza, how do you light Shabbos candles before Shabbos? Yishem Shem Chitzav. It's Chitzav. You're burning on Shabbos. Yechayef Amazik, right? If you make a fire on Tuesday before Shkia, and it goes flying into the night, and it burns something down half a mile away, so Yechayef Yishem Chitzav. No, so if you light a candle, not on Tuesday, on Friday afternoon, before Shabbos, no, what? Yishem Shem Chitzav. Zok Pinu Kiyosef, I'm not a sacred of them, but Zok Pinu Kiyosef, that's in Bark. Yishem Shem Chitzav means when Miyachas it back that you did the mice. But when did you do the ma'aseh? You did it when you did it. You did it when you lit the candle on Friday afternoon. In Baba Kama, you're chayiv for making that fire, and whatever happens an hour later, you're chayiv for it. It's your chetz. But you're chayiv an hour later for what you did an hour ago. Who didn't help for Shabbos? Avad, it's your chitzav. Your chitzav are continually burning on Shabbos. But you did it on Erev Shabbos. That's you do. Now the Achrayim ask, so may Simcha fractus, Zendakashi b'shem the Kotzker, under Achrayim. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan, Ishim Mishim Chitzav, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, in Tainus, Daf Chavtes, Rabbi Yochanan says, if it would be up to me, I would have been misaken the tsoim of Tisha B'Av on Asiri B'Av. It wouldn't be Tisha B'Av. I would be misaken on Asiri B'Av. Tisha B'Av would give an Asiri B'Av. Because it started burning near the end of Shkia by Tisha, but mostly it burned on Asiri. Ilu havoi hasam hayisi misakni ba'asiri. This is the Rabbi Yochanan of Ishem Mishim Chitza, the whole verse of Ramki Yosef. How do you like Shabbos candles? It all goes back to the beginning. So what's that? That's how we do Tisha B'Av. Teretz is Pashit. In Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Baba Kama, we want to know who did it. Who did it? And when did he do it? He did it then. On Tisha B'Av, our Avelis is not on Titus that burnt the Beis HaMikdash, it's that the Beis HaMikdash was burning. And so it's burnt on Tisha, on Asiri. The Nidin of Chitza is handling who did it and when he did it. When the Maisis is gebrand, the Avelis is on the Etzim Sreifa. The Avelis about to happen on Asim. So even Rabbi Yochanan could admit. It's Yaduah that the Chinuch says that there's two Parshis. Parshis Mishpatim, he doesn't count as one big Parshi. He has Parshis Mishpatim, and he says it has 16 mitzvahs. And then he says there's another Parsha called Parshis Im Kesef Tauveh. It's Pashat Sef, he doesn't say it at the beginning. You learn Mishpatim, and then you get to Im Kesef Talveh. He says a new Parsha. Parshas Im Kesef Talveh, the Yeshba, Kach Bakach Mitzvahs, 29 Mitzvahs, Hagansa. It's a separate Parsha. It's a Shveit, Efshe, on top and Abyssal. It's a Gansa Parsha. Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. The Pasuk says you should give back a Mashkin. The Shamati Kichanun Oni. The Ktsois in Simon Dalid, he brings down the Zohar. It's the only place. He brings down the Zohar. The Zohar says that every night we give our Neshama back to the Eibishter as a Pekodin, and the next day he gives it back to us. Maybe we're not Roy for it, but he gives it back to us. So the Shamato Kichanun Oni. When the Yen gives you the Pekodin, don't make Cheshbonis, Sekumtem Nisht. The same way, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you back your Pekodin every day, give him back your Pekodin every day. Nevela, it says, Lakelef Tashlichun Oisei, Zokrab Chaim Kanievsky. It says, Tashlichun, it should say Tashlichu. He said, it's Tashlichu Nun. It says, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, you have to be marking the Nevela's 50 Amis from the city. So it's Tashlichu Nun. That's a Tira Remes. So we once spoke about this Indian. It says, Eis Kola Mishpatim. Rashi says, what was Kola Mishpatim? Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach, Shabbos, Kibin Avaim, Pora Aduma Bedinim. Now, Mo, we spoke that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that in Mora they were given Shabbos Kibbut Avendin. Mitzacheni Rashi earlier in Bishalach says Paraduma. So some people say it's a Toyasat Fus, it's a Chof Aleph, they switch it to Pei Aleph. Do Rashi, Mamish Mishas it Beda. Shabbos Kibbut Avendin and Paraduma Andinim. And Memphis is arrived that it's Paraduma. It says in the Paraduma's Nirmas there we said, because it says Shom is Gematria Paraduma. And also in the Yoitzis of Parshas Parah, it says Mimora Chuka Gozar. That it was taken given by Mora. Ayoymer Hashem al Moshe alei elai ha'hara, go up to me to the mountain, v'heyesham. And the Kotz Gevart, alei elai ha'hara, v'heyesham. Go up to the mountain, you have to be there. Amola Mensch can gain a roof, but he's still downstairs. He's in one place. He's over here, but there's an under. Alei elai ha'hara, v'heyesham, that means under. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Skenim, Shmuel onu bazeh, ad asher noshev aleichem, until I come back. And he's going to leave the Shivim Zakenim, mi bal tvorim yigash aleim. Dr. Priskarov, why does he have to stress that he's leaving the Shivim Zakenim? We know the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of Shivim Ve'echot. Moshe Rabbeinu himself has a din of Shivim Ve'echot. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu is leaving, he's leaving over instead of him, that he's the Shivim Ve'echot, he's leaving over the Shivim Ve'echot, so he's stressing that. And the Pasuk says, Mi bal dvorim yigash aleim. The Gemara says, in Baba Kama Daf Mem Vav, Mi bal dvorim yigash aleim is the makor of Hamoiti Mechaveri Olav Araya. As I said in the Gemara, as I said, we already had Kedushin and Baba Kama, Gans Baba Metziah, Zoychida. That means you have Kihuzeh, Moedav Mixas is also, Moedav Nahim Painach, the Sugis of Moedav Mixas, Kihuzeh is also. Or Bedoshte, Ni Baal Tvorim Yigash Aleim, Moedav Mixas. Fret the Gemara, Lomali Kro, Svaru, Dekoyev Lekiv, Ozla Beyasya. So the Gemara says, you're right, you don't need a Pasuk, it's a Svaru. If you do what the Pnei Yeshua in Gittin says it, Big Yisoid in the beginning of Perek HaNizok, in the famous Pnei Yeshua, he says, "Be'emes it's a shaila. Is Hamotzi Mechavrei Olav Arayah learned that from a pasuk, or is learned that from a svar?" And he says, "There's an afkamina. If it's a svar, what's the svar? I'm holding it. You don't want to need the doctor. If that's the vort, So any doctor will do it. He says, there's a machlokes of Bori v'shemeth, Bori beats a mukzik. Bori's also a doctor. Ein ochem b'mamon achar a roiv. Why not? Roiv is also a doctor. Roiv, Bori, Migus, Anders, Achim. It's not there, it's totally in that. If a moiti mechabreel of a rai is a svara, the God like Eva. Beseder, it's a svara. A svara that he has to do something. Beseder, bring the Bori, a roiv. There's a kidafka need Aiden. We pass in a moiti mechabreel of a rai be Aiden, because it's a pusik. There's a specific topic of whether a moiti mechabreel of a rai Mamish needs Aedis for anything. Bori, a roiv would work. He's putting together the series of Bori v'shem Bori Yodef and Einoch HaMamanach HaRoiv Al Stazamen is if it's a svar or a pasuk. A moiri de gazach bedoymul is that kimat nefersh in Rabu Chanan that is a machloik is tok by koyin might see in the other or ain't might see in the other. They say the original Amoitzim HaChabayel of Raya on the Yisrael is so strong that the koyin can't take it or not. Kimat nefersh of Rabu Chanan, it's tolik. If Amoitzim HaChabayel of Raya is a svar, so it's a svar that the vital was the Yisrael's. Now the koyin's holding. If it's a pasuk, it's a gzeres akosta, but there is vada, it's always a pasuk, the coin can take it. The amlin yonim is totally if it's a svar or a pasuk. Mamish, one last thing, though, I want you to know, it's a pasuk, pasuk shan and a pasuk, the elements of this listen. At the end of the parashah, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu went up by Yechaseyu Ha'anon Sheshes Yomim. He was covered for 6 days. Velich for 6 days. So Machloik is Tanoim and Yumid Avdalit. Gan Sarichas and the Sugi there. Is this from Rosh Chodesh Sivan till Shavuos? This is the first 6 days? That's what this Pasuk is referring to? Or no, the Pasuk is referring to the first 6 days of the 40. The Arboim Yoim, there was a special enemy, Moshe Rabbeinu, had to be there the first 6 days. I'll sugi there, the first 6 days of the Arboim. And there's Nafkamina, it's a Gan Sarichas in the beginning of Masechta Yumid.